Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Bernson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but I have a couple of quick updates first. On March 8th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, and after-death communications and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project with the Forever Family Foundation and the Camlack Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, you can email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlack.com, and that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up, we have a free webinar entitled You Can Make Your Own Connection to Spirit on March 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this webinar will help you learn techniques that you can be used for you to communicate with those no longer here in the physical realm on your own. And this workshop is presented by Forever Family Foundation Certified Medium Angelina Diana. And we have our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat happening on July 25th to July 28th. It was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators who all come together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat has limited attendance, and small breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. This tends to sell out pretty quickly, so I would get on the website and book as soon as possible if you want to. And if you want to hang out with me for a whole weekend, I am one of the mediums that will be attending. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to the show. We'll be opening our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Siri Bernson, and in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri is a grief recovery specialist, and she is also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art and has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And I'm so happy to have Siri back on the show, as always. Hi, Siri.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm happy to have you back. I hope you're doing well.
I'm good. Yeah, I think I'm good. Well, we're so close to spring, so that is exciting to me because I have
a garden. Read my mind. I was just going to ask you how the weather was because I know you're near Boston, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the same as in New York because you're a New Yorker, right?
Yeah. I'm in the city.
So do you realize that you're going to be at the summer retreat? You're going to be surrounded by these Bostonians, these New Englanders?
Oh, yeah, there's always a lot of New Englanders at the Connecticut retreat. But you know what? People come from everywhere, I have to say.
They do. But this one I noticed is going to be John, Laura, and Laura.
Oh, yes.
Lori and Laura, yes. I did notice that. I just checked it out, yeah.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah,
they're fabulous people. They're fantastic people. So you're gonna enjoy it.
I've had all of them on the show. I haven't met them yet, but anyone who's coming to the retreat, Yeah, we have such nice people. I guess I'll throw myself in that category. I don't know. It depends on who you ask, but
No,
okay.
I think most of the mediums of the Forever Home, like the ones that I've met, I would say like 99% they'll be super sweet people.
Yeah, we have a good group. We have a nice little
We
family
do.
going
We
on, for
have this
sure.
harmony. We have this wonderful harmony, I think, that there's no like jealousy, there's no like even like sometimes when you meet these mediums, there's like this jealousy and whatnot with us. It's like no, let's just be
Yeah, it's
friends.
not always love and light with other mediums,
I know, but
but
with us,
we're
I
good.
know. But with us, it
Yeah.
is love and light.
Yeah,
That's been my
definitely.
experience. It's been really sort of this wonderful harmony with us.
Yeah, I agree. So Siri, we have some time to chat before we get to the phone lines. And I wanted to talk to you about, because this is a question I get a lot after I do group readings. People will come up to me and they're like, "Are you exhausted after this?" And just kind of like what you do to take care of yourself for anyone who might be energetically sensitive or a medium listening, or like, do you ever get burnt out? I know I do sometimes.
So it's so interesting. I was just thinking about it this last week. I got burned out in less than about 2 years. It's really interesting. But I mean, yeah, so that's a long burnout. I mean, I was dealing with some health issues, but then in addition to that, like then after the health issues and I got through them fine, like I was going through this whole metamorphosis, I suppose, because I lost my hand. It was a pretty rough time for me for like 1 year. But then in addition to that, at the end of that, because I was still trying to work as much as I could. I went through this burnout, and I think it was, I mean, I've been doing this now for 20, almost 25 years. And when you've been doing it for this long, then you get to the point like you need something new, refreshing, or something to bring sort of to bring you up. And so what I did for the burnout, I continued working the best that I could. It did enter my mind if I just should find like a regular job, and then I kind of knew, you know. And then I kind of knew that I would probably not last long in that one. But I'm one of these people, like I sleep well, I eat organic only. And so then also I learned about supplements that can help, you know. I also had stomach issues, and so then I started taking this Lactobacillus reuteri that helped me out tremendously. It just turned everything around, and I started taking all these vitamin Bs and whatnot. But and then also I spent a lot of time in silence and I listened to podcasts. And I had such a spirit. I had such a spirit. I need something that brings light to my soul. And just as I was coming out of the burnout just recently, so you know, like when you get email, you get tons of email. I tend to hit these days. I tend to hit delete, 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 delete. Unsubscribe, and it's like I just don't like. I don't like TV. I don't like computers. I don't like emails. I don't like any of this stuff. So I spend minimal amount of time on it. But I got this email, and it was from this doctor that writes articles on Substack. And the email said telepathy tapes. And I thought, this is going to be fascinating. So I have to share with you a story. I think you're going to
Oh,
really resonate
please.
with it. Okay. So I did a whole binge. You know, like when you do the Netflix binging of TV shows?
Yes.
I did a Sunday binge on these telepathy tapes. And I was like, every
I
time I binge a new tape, jaw dropping. And I thought, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it reminded me of years ago, this is probably like in 2003 or so, I did a reading for a woman who had lost a daughter. And her daughter was nonverbal. She's severely handicapped and she was in a wheelchair, but she was in a wheelchair in such a way that she was kind of like lying down for the most part. But in this reading, and I'll never forget this, the daughter who was deceased, there with her grandmother, was talking about her favorite movies and the massage therapist that would come in and massage her feet. Like everything was so crystal clear that I never forgot it because she was nonverbal in life. So the mother was really thrilled because she never knew how she felt about certain things. Fast forward, telepathy tape. So I'm listening to this on a Sunday. Then on Monday morning, I had two women come into my office. They were supposed to be back to back. And I said, well, one of the two of you has to wait. And so the other one, if you, while you're waiting, I'm going to recommend this fantastic thing that I just found yesterday called the telepathy tapes. And one of the women, her jaw dropped, and she said, by the way, I was running late today because one of my kids, I'm a teacher, a special ed teacher with autistic kids, and one of my autistic kids was having a fit because I wasn't there this morning. And so the telepathy tapes is about these autistic kids, you know. And so So the special ed teacher, she's there just completely jaw-dropped, and she just said, do you know how like sometimes the universe is working with you? So
Yeah, all
she didn't
the
believe it. She just couldn't believe it.
time.
And so one of the friends, she waited out in the waiting room, but she came into the office with me. And then in the middle of the session, I was bringing through her mom and her dad and her sister and so on and so on. And then at one point, I said to her, by the way, this kid, one of your kids, your students, does he look like this? And da da da. And I went on a list of things as an evidence. Now he's living. So what I did, I said to the lady, I said, would you like to participate in an experiment? And she said, sure, why not? So I gave some things that were really evidential about this kid. Is that remote viewing or is it not? But then I had this young kid living in my face. And so what I then do, I sort of, because I tend to work on this side. So I sort of reached out and I said, hey, do you want to play a game, so to speak? And so he then started projecting all these images. So I met him not on the hill, but on the side of the hill because I was one of the normies. And so if you listen to the telepathy tapes, you're going to get it. So I met him on the hill and we were like chit-chatting for quite a while. And then like during the session with the lady, because I'm reciting to her like what he was saying to me. And so I said to her like, oh, I'm going to make a very long story short, like 10 minutes into like 2 minutes, 1 minute. And then I got to the point, I started describing for his favorite treat, these cheese sticks. I would never eat them. Cheese sticks and all of this. And then Snickers bars, like miniature Snickers bar. Like I would never eat that stuff anyway. Then he started describing this drawing that it did on Friday, and it had to do with these long eyelashes. And I found it so interesting. This autistic kid who's living is describing to me this drawing that he did with these long eyelashes and drawing them out for me. Do you know? Isn't that just mind-blowing?
No, it's amazing. And for anyone who, hasn't listened to the telepathy tapes, it's right up Forever Family's alley. Like there is so much evidence of survival of death and especially non-local consciousness. Like it is, it's the stuff. I think the work is so important. And a few people, a few of the two scientists who are kind of on the show and mentioned are affiliated with Forever Family. So it's it's kind of close to home for us. And I just happened to stumble upon it, and I like binged it too. I was like a crazy person every week, because I tuned in after there was like five episodes or something, and I was like every week like just waiting for the next one. Like I'm so excited for season two. I think it's done so well, and the evidence is just, you can't even argue with it, because these kids are nonverbal, and there's just like they have the parents in another room and the kid is still reading the mother's mind. Like there's just no way, unless every single person involved is lying. You know what I mean? There's just no way. And the research that's been done and the preliminary experiments are so carefully crafted. Like you, everyone listening really should go check out the telepathy tapes. It's incredible.
Because then I had another client come into my office this last week, and so what is interesting, her daughter had passed away. Her daughter was young, and I miscalculated myself by 10 years. I brought her through as if she was 18, but she didn't feel like she was 18, but her mind was like 18 years old, but she was only about 8. So without making it personal, but her daughter came through and she was nonverbal. And she was talking about like one of the, there's a couple of things. She was talking about the long sock stockings that she would put her in. And I could feel like the daughter, like in the spirit world, was showing me the long socks. And I felt like pulling the socks up on Pippi Longstocking. And then at one point, she started talking, the daughter started talking about like she loved him when the lady was picking her nose. And I was like, stop picking my nose. Do you know what I'm? So it's really interesting
That's
that
so
this
funny. I love that.
7-year-old girl with evidence. And then at one point, I said, your daughter is holding up her tooth. And that became a profound evidence for the mother. So the daughter had only passed away 12 days prior.
Oh,
So
geez,
I
okay.
had an opening in my schedule that the mother, she called that one appointment that was open. So the girl had only been passed for 12 days, nonverbal, and she has cerebral palsy. Because at one point I asked the girl, are you autistic? I asked her in in the quietness of my mind, I asked, are you autistic? Would you have CP? And she showed me CP loud and clear. So she has cerebral palsy. So even that, it was just, so this, the living world and the afterlife, like the two worlds, we merge. It's
Yeah,
beautiful.
it's a great example of how there really is no difference between here and there. It's all the
Right.
same
It's
thing,
all the same. It's all
which,
one
yeah.
area.
Well, Siri, this is a fascinating conversation, but we do have to get to the phone
I'm
lines. But I
oh.
could talk to you about this for hours.
Yep.
But yeah, everyone listening, go listen to the telepathy tape, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, go check it out. It is incredible. There's like 8 episodes. What are they, like 45 minutes each or something? It's easy listening, so fascinating, and really like heartwarming too, honestly.
Yes, I
A couple
love it.
episodes in there, yeah, had me like a little teary.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get to our phone line. So when I call you, obviously by name, we'll let you know that we're there, and you can let us know if you want to have a reading or if you have a question for us. We always take those too. And yeah, I think we're ready. All right, Siri, you ready to go?
Yes, I think so. It's a little bit
Okay.
different because I'm so used to the phone lines. It's a little bit different
I
on this
know it's
one.
different
And I have you in front of me, not the person who's calling in. So it's a little other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Ignore me. I'll mute
Yes. I'm
myself.
gonna. Yes.
Okay, so first up we have Dan from Illinois. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
All right, good. I'll take it. So Dan, did you want to have a mini reading or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
I want to make a connection.
Okay, you got it. I'm going
Hey.
to turn you over to Siri.
Okay, so I feel like I need to talk about either two or three people that are around you, and I'm not sure if you wanted to hear from a younger person or younger individual. Do you have any people in your family that have ever worked in either like in like driving long distances or truck industry, or they would know how to drive these big buses? Do you understand any of this?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you understand people in your family or men in the family that would have known how to work on engines or larger? In other words, I'm going to say it this way. Do you know like when we have people that work in like in the airplane industry, or they work with engines, or they work with engineering or engines? Do you understand anything of that sort in your family? Also with the deceased people?
No,
Okay.
ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to go back in time a little bit. There's a man in the spirit world that it feels to me that he would have had heart, like there's a, because he's t tapping on his chest. And remember this, we have like only 5 minutes for each person. I feel like there's
Okay.
a dad. I'm not sure if he wanted to hear from a life partner or somebody that is younger or equal to your age. Do you understand this?
Yes, older.
Okay, I break things down as in parents and grandparents. So it's grandparents, parents, and then equal to your age. That would like be like the same timeline. That would be like partners and siblings and cousins, and then below it is children's. Is your dad also Benson's passed away?
Could you repeat that?
Your father, is he also, is your father Benson's passed away?
He just passed away.
Okay, because I'm gonna say it how it feels to me. There's a man in the spirit world that is wanting to come through, and he's wanting to say hello to you. And also, what I do know is that he shows me dad. I also do know that he was, I would say, a relatively casual person. I also do feel like when he was growing up, I'm not sure if he grew up in during the Great Depression or if he grew up in the countryside. But you know, like when there are people that were that grow up sort of on the edge of the countryside or close to the farmlands, but they themselves are not farmers. Do you understand this with your dad?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Because he shows it to me this way. He himself is not a farmer, but they had to know how to make ends meet. Because he shows it to me this way. I'm back home, so I feel like there must have been. Do you know when people go over to, for instance, I'm not sure if it's Nebraska or Minnesota or Wisconsin or where it is. Do you understand that he may have been on a higher elevation, or he may have been a little bit further out west, Wyoming or something? Do you understand this? Or
Yes.
Nebraska? Oh, you do. Okay, thank you. I'm always so surprised when people say yes. Anyway, so I feel like, you know, like when we wonder like where people are, it just feels to me, he shows it to me this way, that he's kind of like walking down the streets of, you know, the old. Do you remember the movie with Jodie Foster, and or no, it was Tatum O'Neill and her dad, Ryan O'Neill, and they're driving down the country road? Is a black and white movie.
I've never seen that.
Okay. It feels to me that your dad is showing me that he's down back on the country roads where he belongs. It just feels to me that, again, I do not feel like he's from a farm, but I feel like he lived really close to where there's a tremendous amount of space around him. And so there may have been sort of a little town or a little something, but it just feels like he's talking about being back. Now, is your mom also, is she still living though?
No.
Oh, she's also passed away. Then I'm going to say this. Was there some sort of a difference in the cemetery, or were they like laid to rest in different places, or was one of them with family and the other one not? Do you understand that part?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Because it feels to me that I'm not sure if it's a, I don't feel like it's a separation of family. It's just that I'm being shown different cemeteries or different plots or in different places. But it feels to me that your dad is just sort of acknowledging that we're not in the same place on the earth plane. So your dad is the one that is coming through for you. And do you understand also with your dad that he would have had a long-term, either lung or heart issue? Because he's pointing at his heart and he's giving me aches and pains in the heart area. Do you understand this? Chest, I should
Someone
say.
in
Yeah.
the he did.
Okay, because he's
Yes.
talking about, and this also was a long term, or like it took some while. So he shows it to me this, whether he made it home okay, and he's wanting you to know that he did make it home okay. At one point in your father's life, I do feel like either he knew how to drive Jeeps in the military, or he knew how to drive larger vehicles in the military, or something like this. It just feels like he knew how to move larger vehicles around. So he's loving the life and the afterlife. I know that his passing was not an easy one, because I feel like also he left some things unsaid. And he's talking about two other people in your life. You know, like when people they have this regret, I wish I had said it more often that I love you. It just feels like he's just wanted to say to you now, he wishes he has said to you more often that he loved you. And that is the message for you today. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Dan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Have a good night. Okay, awesome. All right, Siri, on a roll. Love it. Okay,
I
next
trust
up, we got.
that I trust you're gonna jump in if I fall flat on my
Yeah,
face.
I'm your safety net, babe. Don't worry about it. I'm right here. Okay, next up, we have Sandy from New York. Hi, Sandy.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's cold and snowy in New York City tonight.
It is very cold and snowy in New York City tonight. I almost slid all the way to the grocery store earlier before the show and I went to buy dinner. Okay, so Sandy, did you have a question or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I'd like to make a connection, please.
Okay, you got.
Wonderful, Sandy. You know, talking about the cold, I do Celsius still, even though I've been for years in America. It is almost minus 10 Celsius in Boston. It's
Ugh.
not human. I don't know how the Canadians do it. Anyway, I could not do Canadian style. Couldn't do it. Anyway, so Sandy, so I'm gonna say, see, are you? So I'm gonna say this. There's a lady that is coming through. I'm gonna be very honest with you at this point. I'm not sure if it's a best friend, if it's a sister, if it's a daughter. It just feels to me like there's a woman that is wanting to come through. I also do know that she's not above you, so that would indicate that she's not a mother. And I also do feel like she would have passed with a cancer. I'm not sure if it's a breast cancer or a brain cancer. It's just that she's doing this with me. So it feels to me there may have been two different types of cancer that she may have suffered from. And I feel like one spreads to the other part or something. Do you understand this?
You're saying you don't think this person was is probably more my age versus being a mother or an aunt?
I'm gonna say this. If she's a mother, I'm gonna, because all I know is there's a lady that is coming through. It's a female, and she shows it to me having had two different health issues or two different types of cancer. The next thing I'm gonna say here, and this is the only reason, if I was to make this as a mother, is if you and your mom were also like best friends, not just, you know, like when we have mother daughter and there are some mother daughters that have such a wonderful relationship that they do things together, like they would go on, I don't know. Go shopping together.
Yeah.
Would you do this with your mom then?
No, not particularly. And she didn't have cancer. She had Alzheimer's.
No, this, so you see, no. I'm gonna ask you to open your mind. I'm gonna really stick to it this way. There's two or three things that I want to bring up here. Do you know any people that either have suffered, because I'm being shown the pink ribbon that always indicates either breast cancer or the Komen Foundation for cancer research and so on. And there's a lady that is standing by his side. My feeling also there's a connection to what I would perceive to be a name that feels like either Jean or Joanne or like Jean or Joanna t sounding name. I also do feel like there's a connection to what I would see as Susie or Susan. Do you understand anything I'm saying to you currently?
I mean, I have a sister, Susan, but she's still alive and she doesn't
Okay.
have cancer.
No, that's okay. No, I didn't say, I didn't. I did not say that. I said,
Sorry.
yes, because this is exactly what so whatever happens in front of me is usually like that, which is alive. So, and I'm gonna stick to it this way. So you have a sister whose name is Susan.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. That said, either with your sister I know that your sister is living. Do you understand that maybe family members that may have gone through cancer treatment?
I mean, I have an aunt, I have a dad, my dad,
Okay.
not a dad, my dad.
Okay,
You
so
know,
you
I
have
have
an.
an aunt that had pancreatic cancer several, back in the 70s.
Okay, that's okay. So you do understand there's cancer in the family. From my family, there's like almost no cancer. There's heart disease on both sides of my family. Anyway, so it's just kind of being shown sort of this, like within the family, there's a cancer of some sort. That said, with either you or your sister who are living, or if your mom did this, do you understand the watercolors or the painting or the artistic painting or the love of going to the museum?
I mean, I understand the art. I mean, that was my dad was an artist.
Thank you. Alrighty. Was he also quite knowledgeable? And he's passed away, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was he also, by any chance, quite not? Maybe this is your dad that is coming through with your mom. I don't know. But do you understand him being quite knowledgeable about arts or art history or knowing the different painters?
About a minute left.
Yes, I mean, he's the artist, but I mean, he was a painter himself.
Right. Well, it just feels like it's as if I'm walking to an art museum in New York. I'm walking to a museum and I can point out, oh, this is a Van Gogh, or this is like the Rembrandt or whatever that, like just the different painters. Now that said, with your dad here though, did he also manage to have issues in the lower abdominal area, or either in the stomach or in the colon area?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's the one that is pointing. I'm helping
Colorectal
see this,
cancer.
huh?
He had colorectal cancer.
There you go, because I'm being shown pointing down into the abdominal area. So now you know that your dad is the one that is with you. I feel like he's talking about big things coming up in and around Easter time. So do you know when people want to travel around the Easter time period? So I'm not sure if you're thinking about going down to Florida or what it is. There's something about making the trip worthwhile. And so if you're going to one location, did your dad also smoke by any chance?
Not at all. Never.
Okay. There's another mind in the spirit world that is smoking. Anyway, your dad is the one that is showing me as if I'm going down to visit some people. I'm not sure if it's Florida or if it's South Carolina or down where it's a little bit warmer, but I'm being shown make it worthwhile so that you go and you visit or you see two people at the same time. Two destinations.
I mean, I'm planning on going to Western Pennsylvania to visit my sister and her family.
Okay. Then I would say I feel like close to her, then there have to be other people that you could also visit at the same time. It just feels like it's time for visits.
Okay.
Two locations, two destinations. I'm gonna leave it at that. And just know that your dad is coming through for you then with tremendous moment, because he was the one that was pointing down below and he was the one that was showing me the paintbrush. My guess is that he's there with your mom. So thank you so much for listening in.
Thank you
Thank
so much for
you.
calling,
I
Sandy. You take care. Thanks. Okay, very good. Siri, I have to say, a couple of things you said could have applied to me, actually.
Oh.
I'm
Oh.
just saying, which I have to laugh at because you said, "Well, I'm looking at you and I'm reading other people." So if it happens again, I'll let you know because it could have been. I know I'm not supposed to be getting readings, but just saying.
So then I'm going to ask you, did you by any chance either have a sandwich or a chicken wrap for your dinner?
I had a sandwich is the only thing I ate today.
I know. Because
Literally the only thing I ate at dinner.
I could see you like stuffing your face with a sandwich.
Well, you know what's so funny? I'll just say this really quick because I know I have to get to the next caller. But when you said the name like Jean or something, or I think you even
Or
said
Joanne or something.
Joanne,
Yeah, Joe.
I have an aunt Joanne, and her sister-in-law is Susan. And I was just thinking about them, and they live in Florida. And I was thinking about going to visit them, not around Easter, but in the summer. And I was like, the second you said her name, I said, could she be talking about me? So it maybe I can't
Maybe.
take it.
But you know how it is. Sometimes like they will sort of, if one spirit is flying on this magic carpet, the other one's like, hey,
Yeah,
go, zoop.
they open the door and sometimes somebody runs in behind them. So I
Yep.
totally get it. So
Yeah.
for those of you listening, could have been for me. My bad. I know I'm not here to get a reading, but we don't control what happens.
But
Okay.
I did find a way into the whole
You
colon
did.
cancer. I did find a way into the whole art
Yeah,
thing and the painting thing and all that.
you
So,
got there, my friend.
yes.
Okay. Next up we have Kathy from Pittsburgh. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good to hear. All right, so Kathy, you wanted a connection with spirit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you got it. I'll give you over to Siri.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm well, Siri. How are you?
I'm good. I actually good to, I do go to Pittsburgh sometimes, and I actually owe a visit to my friends that live in Pittsburgh. They wanted me to come last year, so I'm trying to plan things out maybe this summer. I don't know. Anyway, so let's see who's around you. I've flown into Pittsburgh a few times because I met some amazing people that live in that area. Anyway, if I may say so, are you by any chance hoping to hear from somebody that either is younger or close to your age?
Closer to my age.
Okay, because I'm being because I'm not sure if you guys see this on the Zoom, but I'm being shown close to my age because I'm being this, or I'm being shown like the same, not above, but sort of close to me. And the other thing also, are you also by any chance hoping to hear from somebody who would I would perceive to be a male?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm also gonna the next thing that I'm gonna say, I'm not sure if he was kind of either shy or if he was one of the people that he didn't really believe in this stuff, or he was a little bit apprehensive about like all those mediums, a little bit cuckoo or something. Do you understand? Is this your partner or your husband or something?
Yeah, I was thinking of my husband, but he kind of believed in this stuff.
Then I'm going to say this. Was he a little bit shy with, apprehensive is the wrong word. Shy is not really the. Do you know when some people, you know, like sometimes when people meet strangers and they sort of hold back a little bit and they're not as vivacious or outgoing? Would it make sense to you that your husband may have been some, I'm going to refer to him as your husband if that's okay, that he may have been somewhat reserved, polite?
A little.
Well, it feels to me like he's not one of these yellers. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I also have to acknowledge there's a connection to him then also that has to do with either with Charles or Chuck or the CH initial. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. I am going to leave it in because I'm being shown Charles, Chuck, or something like that. It's just that I'm being shown the big CH and I'm actually being shown as if I'm looking at I'm looking at Charlie Brown, the peanut gallery on Charlie Brown for some reason. Anyway, with your husband here also, do you understand that before his passing, that I'm gonna say it how he is, I'm not sure if he was like in his 60s or early 70s at the most, but do you understand him passing around that time period?
Around what time period? I didn't hear what you said.
Like either mid-60s, possibly 70, if I could push it that far.
No, well, he died at 58.
Oh, 58. I'll take the
Those are things
58.
that
I,
you're.
like, okay. Because I know that I didn't live that long. I just know that I'm like, if I take it as a 60, I'll take that. But I know that I never got into my 70s. I'm gonna take it as this. Also, in your in his family, there have to be either servicemen or first responders or firemen or police officers or people that wear uniforms and they serve the public. Do you understand this?
No, I don't know of anybody in his family that has been
Okay.
in the military or anything like that.
I didn't say military. It's serving the public. I'm gonna back up a little
Yeah.
bit. Just bear with me. I'm gonna work it out with him because do you know how there are
Okay.
people that okay, in your family there have to be people in your family that either dedicate their life to volunteer, like you know, like when there are people they volunteer at shelters, they volunteer at the churches, they volunteer on Thanksgiving. Do you understand this aspect in your family? People that love to dedicate a part of their existence to some sort of volunteerism or helping out in the community, or I can't leave this out because I have to,
Yes.
like,
Yes.
okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, because I'm being shown as I'm serving the public. It just feels like I'm serving the public. And do you understand this also with your husband? This was something that was meant the world to him.
No.
Okay, who in the
No.
family is the person that loves to volunteer?
About a minute left.
My daughters both work in animal rescue.
Okay, wonderful.
I mean,
Then I'm
they
going to.
volunteer. They volunteer.
Okay, all I'm being shown, the word that is coming to me is volunteerism. That said, with one of the daughters, do you understand one of the daughters at one point or another may have considered learning to be a EMT or a vet tech or one of these on the ground people?
One of my daughters did go to school to be a vet tech. She didn't finish, but she did go to school for it.
That's okay. It's just kind of being on the ground. You know, like when people go up, like EMTs or people that are on the ground, like the vet techs, like on the ground and they go to different places. It feels to me that her dad, obviously her husband is coming through for her and encouraging her to this is the thing. I'm not sure if she's been going through a little bit of a shift or change, a massive change in her life, where she may be going through a little bit of a burnout or something to do with like finding meaning in life. I feel as though her dad is wanting to give her, like, he's wanting to drop encouragement on her path to find the meaning in, like, the knowing that whatever she's doing is significant, and also finding meaning in the things that she does on everyday basis. Because that would also be correct that that daughter, she's been going through a tough time in the last maybe 3 or 4 months.
Okay, yeah,
Okay.
that's true.
Well, yeah, because I know that her dad is just wanting to let her know that he is watching out for her. He is watching over her. He's wanted to encourage her to find meaning. Because I'm not sure if she's been disillusioned by people around her, if she's been disappointed in people around her. But her dad is showing me, let's pick up our feet and let's get walking lightly on this earth is important to me. So, in other words, that he's encouraging her to elevate herself a little bit so that she can find more joy or more meaning in the things that she does. Are there, by
Okay.
any chance, I may be switching gears, are there, by any chance, any kindergarten teachers or elementary school teachers in your family?
Me.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So you're a teacher for the young ones?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like he's applauding that because there's a sense of this tremendous amount of joy with it because you seem to love it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so for you, this message really is for your daughter to find something that is meaningful for her, just like you have found something that you love to do, which is the teaching. So the same thing goes for your daughter. Find that which brings meaning to her life. So just know that your husband is in spirit. He's watching out for you and also for her and really watching over her. So thank you so much for working with me.
Okay, thank you, Siri.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Kathy. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
All right, take care. Okay, Siri, ready for the next one?
Yep.
All right. Next up, we have Tiffany from California. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Siri.
Hi,
Hi.
Tiffany. So
Sorry.
Tiffany, that's okay. We love dogs. We're good here. We're animal friendly.
Absolutely. Stop it.
So Tiffany, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
Please, connection.
Okay,
Okay.
awesome. You got it.
Yeah. Let's see how this goes. I don't know what this is, but I tend to say almost anything and everything that I see. Do you know any people that either know how to do square dancing or tap dancing or they love taking dance classes or they go dancing on a fairly regular basis? Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you?
I do, but no one has crossed that was like that.
That's a no. I'm not talking about somebody who's cross. I'm going to stick to it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, because sometimes I go from the living to the dead. So in your family, who was the one that either was like a dance lesson taker or loved to learn new steps or the foxtrot or the rockettes or something? How do you understand this in your life?
Was my godmother, and I'm not sure if she's crossed actually. Anyway. She was a
Well,
dance teacher.
I knew it. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. My feeling is that she may be passed on because is there a possibility that I'm going to say this. My feeling is that you want to hear from someone else, but is there a possibility that she may have also been a part of a dance troupe?
I'm sure, yes.
Okay. Because do you remember the Rockettes back in the day, like in the 1950s and 60s, and they would do the whole swing the legs up? Okay, because that's just what I'm being shown. There's somebody here in the spirit world that is throwing up their legs and really loving it. So my feeling is that she may be passed on, but at the same time here also, is your mom by any chance passed away?
Yeah.
Okay. In your family, this is another thing that I have no idea where I'm fitting this in. I'm being shown lemons and lemons and lemons. And you know how like there are people that love lemons, and I was being shown this before I got into the session today. Do you, by any chance, or did your mom, by any chance, know how to make lemon meringue pie or lemon cake or everything is lemony? Do you understand the love of lemons?
I was too young when she passed to know that.
Okay. I'm gonna stick to something here. Are you, by any chance, a bit of a baker, or do you have a very particular taste buds?
I have particular taste buds, but I'm definitely not a baker or
Okay.
cooker.
Okay, then I'm gonna say this. Would it be correct here that you and you know how like there's some people they don't care if they eat junk, but then there are those that they want the best, otherwise they just skip it. What like it's sort of like Joe with his sandwich tonight is like, it was okay, but nothing really, spectacular. But I'm gonna say this. So with your mom here though, do you also understand with your mom though that her passion was relatively quick?
Yeah.
Okay. And at the same time here, though, but do you also understand that she may have been in the hospital also for a little while? Okay. Because, and also if I may say, because my feeling is that because I know that there's a decline within the hospital, and I also do know that either you were not able to see her or you were not, visitors were not encouraged. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, because if I may say here also, what I'm being shown here from this lady that is, so I don't think this is at this point, I don't think this is the dancer that is coming through, it's not the Rockettes here, but there's this other lady that is standing next to her that is acknowledging that before her passing, it could have been 2 weeks, it could have been 2 months, but I feel like it's a very short time period where there's a really rapid decline. And the other thing
It was
also,
2 days.
I say what?
It was 2 days.
Oh, okay. So all I knew there was like a really short time period, like two. She just showed me two on that decline, rapid decline, and then she shows it to me this way that you were deprived of visiting her or seeing her before her passing, and then I'm gonna say it this way. Would it also make sense to hear that you have Tiffany that you sort of carried this within you, this grief within you that you never got a chance to say goodbye? Okay, because she shows it to me this way that she's kind of like reminding you that there are no such things as goodbyes. Because I feel like I'm not sure if you have her either some of her scarves, even though it's been a long time ago. But do you know if you have some of her scarves or maybe a blouse?
Got a minute left.
I have jewelry. I have a picture of her with a scarf in her hair. That's my favorite, though.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Because I'm being shown the silk scarf. Okay, I'll take that. It's just that I'm being shown the silk scarf here. And, quite frankly, I'm going to tell you this. I kind of wish I could smell it. Because, like when women wear perfume, because I feel like I need to say this also. She is showing me, do you remember the perfume with Elizabeth Taylor? It had a very, it was really popular in the 80s or,
Yeah.
okay. Do you also, by any chance, ever wear your mother's perfume, or would it make sense to you that you know what her favorite perfume was?
I don't know what her favorite perfume was, but my grandmother, who was her mother who raised me, I definitely know what her favorite perfume was.
Okay. Or was it one of these perfumes that like Chanel 5, like everyone had, or Elizabeth Taylor, like
Yeah.
something about, okay, because I'm being shown a very,
That
so
kind of, yeah.
okay, because now I know there's three women that are around you because I feel like they're all talking all one another. The other thing, so I'm gonna go back into this. Like when people are not able to process the grief from from the times in the past, I feel like there's a sense of a sadness, but they're trying to bring joy to your heart because there's a sense of this acknowledgement of you never had a chance to say goodbye to your mom, and this you carried this with you because you seem to be one of these people that when you meet someone, they mean so much to you, and you have a really hard time letting go, and you want to hold on to them, and almost to a point where sometimes you're like too forgiving, like if they do you, like if they're not nice to you, so I'm like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
You nailed it.
Yes. Okay. So I'm gonna tell you this: your mom is giving you sort of this permission to live and let live, and live your life freely. And if they don't want to be your friend, let them go because other ones will come into your life. And I feel like it really comes down to this: the lady that was kicking her legs up with the Rockettes, live your life
Yeah.
fully. So that is a message. Live your life fully. Do you have poodle dogs, or have you ever had Bichon Frise or poodles?
No, I have little doxies.
What little, oh, dachshunds?
Yeah.
Okay. They tend to be dark brown in color, though. Did your mom, or do you understand why they would be showing me a dog in the spirit world that has more of a lighter fur, and it kind of reminds me of a Bichon or a Maltese or that type of dog?
Maltese, yes, I
Thank
know
you.
who that is.
Okay, thank you. So just know that you have a dog also coming through for you, a little Maltese dog that is coming through for you too, and there's a sense of just wanting to hug you and pat and lick you and all that stuff. So lots of kisses from the spirit world. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank
Have a
you,
good one.
Siri. You
Okay.
too, bye.
All right, take care. Okay, Siri, we have time for maybe two more quick ones. You ready?
Okay, I'm not sure
I'm
if I
just
can do quick.
All right, maybe one comprehensive then.
Well, I
Okay.
don't know. Do you know what I realized, Joe, though? Because you're always the hosts, you're never the guests.
I'm not the guest anymore. I'm always the host. That's it. We got to switch one time. You could host and
I
I'll come
know.
on.
I'll do the hosting and you be the guest. How's that?
Yeah, we'll do opposite day, and I'll have
I would
you
love
host,
it.
and then I can come on into readings.
Yes.
All
All
right,
right.
next up, we have Marianne from Chicago. Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, Marianne, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question?
That's fair.
Okay, you got it. Siri, you're
All righty. So I'm just gonna go with the flow, and I had to really trust this one. I feel like what on earth is this? Sometimes I'm so surprised by the things that I see in my heart and in my mind. There's a young lady that is coming through. I'm gonna tell you honestly, at this point, I do not know how she's connected to you. Do you live by any sense anywhere? I missed it what Joe said, though you were oh, you were you like in Chicago or something, or no? What was it?
Yeah, Chicago.
Okay. Do you have any family members that either live in upstate New York or in Amish country or in Pennsylvania, or do you understand people in your family that possibly speak either Dutch, German, or Yiddish or something?
No.
What is this? And you don't live close to where you have either Mennonites or the old quaint. There's a lady that is coming through, and all I know about her, and you have no connection to oh, what is it called? The western part
Oh,
of.
my grandma lived in Jersey, like when she was little, years and years and years
No,
ago.
it doesn't. No, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. I'm just really honest with you. So this is exactly what I'm being shown. I'm being shown as if I'm going out to I think it is either upstate New York, or I might be in and around the area of Western Pennsylvania, like right, like it's sort of like where we have like the old-fashioned way of doing things. Anyway, so there's your mom. She's still living though.
No.
Okay. Did either your grandmother or your mom have really bad arthritis?
My grandma did.
Okay, because I know that, like, as I'm sort of talking with my hands, I know there's a lady that just wanted to come through for you. I'm gonna tell you this. My feeling is that you may want to hear from someone else, but she's the one that is stepping forward because I'm being shown the knuckles and kind of like they're kind of twisted, if I can say this.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing also, either with your mom or with your grandma, did either one of the two of them also end up having kidney issues or really swollen feet?
No.
I'm going to tell you how it's being shown to me. You know, like sometimes when people have lymphatic issues or they have their feet end up being like cankles.
Not
I need to stick to it.
that I could fit them.
The only thing I'm going to
I
say here,
don't
do you
know.
know, I'm going to say it this way. Do you know if your grandmother had a really, if the arthritis also may have hit her ankles? Because it feels like there's a tremendous amount of stiffness in my gait or in my walking or in my ankles. Do you
Yeah, she had
understand?
her toes were like turned from arthritis, yeah.
Okay, so it's really bad then. It's just that I'm being shown my feet, and it's like they're not they're just in really bad shape. I'm gonna just leave it at that. Obviously, you don't die from feet issue. My grandmother actually passed because she has such bad arthritis that the medication they put her on, it just brought it to the other side. Anyway, so the lady that is coming through, she's talking about this twisted knuckles and the feet and all that, those feet issues. The other thing also that I need to say here also, is this your mom on your mom's side? There's your grandmother on your mom's side, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that the two of them are kind of like they're, how I perceive them is blended or two together. Someone in your family also love to collect what I would perceive to be colored glass, possibly Hummels. Do you know how there are people that love to collect little tchotchkes?
Oh, I think my aunt collected those. She's passed.
Yeah, yes, these were little Hummels or.
Yes.
Okay, so now you know that the three of them are together. And the other thing here also, so now you know that they are together. I'm going to make this a quick one because I'm going to try and get you one more. The other thing also with the three women, one of them was a bit of a crazy cat lady, or they loved cats more than dogs. Do you understand this?
No,
Okay,
not at all.
I'm going to stick to it. In your family, then, alive today, who is the one that has feeds the feral cats? Feeds the. What am I doing right now? Do you know how there are people they will throw out old food scraps in the backyard and then they will have the skunks and the wildlife come into the house?
Man, I can't. Oh, my sister-in-law.
Okay, and she's still
Maybe
living,
she
though.
always fed the animals.
Okay, and she's still living?
No.
Oh, so she's passed away. Why is it then? But are you then still in touch with her family, though?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, because I'm hopping over to that side. I have to hop over to the side. And the next thing here also, so now you know that you have a crowd of people. Are you at a point in your life where you almost have more people on the other side than here on the earth plane?
About a minute left.
Pretty much.
Okay, because it feels to me there's a huge wave from the other side coming over to you, and everyone who wanted to say hello to you. And the other thing also is your dad also by any chance passed away.
Yes, my dad's
Okay,
gone too.
yeah, because there's a sense of a wave from beyond. Your dad had a wonderful sense of humor. I feel like he was oftentimes misunderstood, but he had a wonderful sense of humor. I'm gonna say this also. There has to be a connection to either to Jim. Or possibly Tim. Do you understand that, please?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say it again in a little bit. In your f Yes, I hear you. There has to be the abbreviation of a name that, like, you know, like when you end up with Ted or Todd or like the three letter nickname. Do you understand that? You don't understand that at all. Ted, Todd, Tim.
Mick, Grandpa, my we used to call my grandpa Mick.
Doesn't no I'm not I'm, I can't make it I, that's like a real that's a stretch. No, I'm gonna toss it to the side because I'm just not seeing it clear enough. They're talking to you about your vision. I'm not sure if you have to go on like so the way it's being shown to me, you know, like when people are sort of postponing things or you know like they need somebody to drive them home, like if you go and have your eyes checked or something and then they put all these drops in the eyes. Do you understand that there is time for you to have either the pressure in your eyes checked, or there's something about the vision that we have to get better glasses or better prescription for the eyes? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
That you've been
But
postponing something with the eye treatment or the eye issue.
oh, my myself?
Well, it's living. So my feeling is this is you or somebody that you live with.
Yeah, me.
Okay,
I just
so they're
putting
showing me right now
it
is
off.
that. So what?
I said I've been putting it off.
Yes, exactly, because I've been shown postponing and putting it off. And so I'm going to say it this way. You know, like sometimes when you postpone things and then it just gets, well, it's never going to get better if you don't do anything about it. So, in other words, I'm not sure if it's glaucoma or cataract or what it is, but I feel like we have to have the pressure of the eyeballs tested so that we can then at least we can do something about it because you're driving all over the place, but at the same time, if you don't have good vision, how are you going to continue driving? Do you know? So it's
Right.
because I'm being shown this is a bit of a toss-up. You've got to do one. You gotta have the eyes checked if you want to continue driving. So they are encouraging you, stop postponing things. You really miss them though, don't you? I'm not sure if you ever go to through like depression or something, but I feel like there are days
Yes.
when you just like mope around and you're crying and you're like, I wish you were here. I wish I was there with you. And they're showing me, hold your
Yeah.
horse. We're not ready for you yet, and we know that you miss us so much. But because it feels like there are days when you're like super lonely or like. Do you understand that sometimes there are days when, like, you don't really talk to people or something?
Yeah, that's all the time.
Okay. Because
I'm
they
always
are
like that.
encouraging, yeah, because they're encouraging you to reach out, join a community of some sort. Like, there's a sense like they're saying, like, just go out there and connect with people. And, joy is in connection with people. You're just going to get more and more sad or sadder or more, there's a difference of being alone and being lonely. And they're showing it to me this way. Yes, you are quite, you spend a lot of time alone, but at the same time, there's a sense of this, there's a sense of this feeling of loneliness, and they're encouraging you to try to do something about it. Was there somebody
Kieran,
in
we
your
do
family
have
that was a
to about
florist?
that.
Yes.
We
Yes,
do have to wrap
would
it
you
up.
say
We're
that
coming to the
about
end of the show. I'm
that?
so sorry, you guys.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. These readings are so quick, but we do have to end the show now because I think we have another one after us. So we do have to wrap it up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you take care, my friend. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you so
All
much,
right. So see.
Mariam.
All right, Siri, this hour goes so fast, but
Does.
we do have to end. But I'd like to thank you, Siri, our guest, Siri Bernson, for joining us this evening. And if our listeners want to book a reading or want more information about you, is your website the right place to go?
SiriBernson.com or SpiritOfLight.com.
Perfect. Spiritoflight.com or SiriBernson.com. All right, well, Siri, thank you so much. And I'd also like to thank our listeners tonight for joining in. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T, or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening and always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.